Our work mostly is spreading digital awareness by capacity building, providing trainings, and we act as a first responder and resource center in the event of security threats, and also materials localization, producing training materials, infographics, handouts. We have our threat analysis, country mapping, where we interview organizations, CSO, and individual rights defenders. So we assess their risk, their physical and digital risk from threat analysis as well.
Welcome to a special episode series of Pretty Good Podcast, recorded live at the Digital Rights Asia Pacific Assembly in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Engage Media is here with hundreds of change makers from a broad range of sectors who have come together to build knowledge, collaborations, and momentum on digital rights in the Asia Pacific.
In this series, we are featuring a number of JPAC 23 participants working across pressing digital rights issues.
I'm Vino from Engage Media. We have another very special guest with us. Thank you so much for joining us, Ivan.
Thank you for having me.
So Ivan is working for Security Matters, and we will be talking about the digital safety situation in Malaysia and how it resonates in other countries in the region. So Ivan, how are you?
Hi, everyone. My name is Ivan. I'm working with Security Matters. Security Matters is a NGO designed to promote digital security awareness in Southeast Asia. So now we have people in Thailand and Malaysia. Mm-hmm. Our work mostly is spreading digital awareness by capacity building, providing trainings, and we act as a first responder and resource center in the event of security threats. Mm-hmm. And also we are doing materials localization for like producing training materials, infographics, handouts, yeah, stuff like that in the region. So we have a helpline. You all can visit our website. Mm-hmm. And then we are also doing, we have our threat analysis, country mapping, where we interviewed many organizations, CSO, and individual rights defenders. So we assess their risk, their physical and digital risk from the threat analysis as well. So the report is in our website as well.
Okay, that's really great. Thank you for sharing us the work that Security Matters does. Given that you are working and based currently in Malaysia, based on your interactions with members of at-risk communities there, what are the current and emerging digital safety issues and concerns within civil society and, you know, the at-risk communities, and what are the gaps and the needs?
I think Malaysia is getting kind of stable this recent years, right? So a lot of those that will approach us are those that actually been targeted before. Mm-hmm. Or being arrested before. Yeah, else I think Malaysians, they have those typical mentality that it's not going to be me, it's going to be someone else that get hacked or get caught, something like that. Yeah, so I think it's important to have like a general digital training, like 101, then for them to know what kind of threats they are actually facing. Yeah, it's not just other will get hacked, but they themselves will get hacked as well. Yeah, I think it's very important to know what kind of threats they're facing out there. Mm-hmm. So they're better prepared. Mm-hmm.
So I guess the first one would be threat mapping then, right?
Yeah, we did that in 2021. Yep. And we realized that a lot of, like what I said, they will just think that it's not going to be them.
Mm-hmm. Until it happens to them.
Until it happens, yeah. So, but what I get to see from the recent trainings are like, the digital security awareness is improving, which is a good sign. Mm-hmm. At least they know that what they want to do, like how important the digital security is.
That's really great to hear, because I feel like that kind of resonates as well with other countries we're in. The value of integrating digital hygiene, good digital safety practices in your everyday life, it's not yet a mainstream concept, but I think similar with the situation in Malaysia, we're starting to get there. At least there's increase in knowledge.
Maybe things have improved in Malaysia over the recent years. So digital security is not their top priority for a lot of them, unless those that actually get hacked before, those that once bitten, twice shy, right? Yeah.
So what is your strategy there? How the in your work in Security Matters, how do you convince people that even though they're not yet victimized, they're not yet targeted by these digital attacks, there should be preventative measures to ensure that if in the case that they'll be subjected to these kinds of digital attacks, they are ready, they're prepared, they have certain safeguards before actual threat comes their way?
So during the training, I'll use those real life examples to show them instead of just telling them the theories. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like for example, I'll tell people not to use the public USB charger at the airport, at the cafe, right? So, and interestingly, in one of the training sessions, those participants actually faced the same thing before, right at our airport. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's happened so right at our home country, and yeah.
Real life examples.
Real life example is important. People like to listen to real case, right? Mm-hmm.
So I also heard that as outside Malaysia, Security Matters also do some work in several countries.
We did our country research in Indonesia and Thailand as well. And it's really interesting because the top obstacles in each neighboring countries, they are so near, but then the top three obstacles are so different between these three countries.
Mm-hmm. And how does Security Matters strategize when it comes to those changes? Like, how do you tweak your approach in Malaysia, given that it has a different set of digital safety priorities compared to how do you do work in Indonesia, where there is a different one?
But Indonesia is just a project-based project, right? So after the project, we didn't manage to do, because we're still focusing in Thailand and Malaysia, and we are hoping to expand to Vietnam. So in Malaysia, right, just now your question was like, how do I tweak to it, towards? So we will look for those NGOs that interested in digital security, and then we will train the people inside the organizations so that when they are facing some issues, so they don't have to like
to go to you.
They have their own
local experts.
Yeah, capacity to do some basic stuff first before looking for us. Yeah, because when our initial strategy is to look for trainers, like our volunteers, but then the interest in Malaysia is not that high because it's kind of safe.
Compared to other countries.
Yeah, we turned towards the organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's really nice to know. So I guess one last question would be if our viewers would be interested in collaborating or reaching out to Security Matters, what kinds of collaborations are you open to doing, and how can they reach you?
Yeah, you can reach us by our website. Down here, maybe.
Okay.
Right. And as long as, it's digital security related, or you need or help to help your organization to create your digital security policy guidelines, or you need us to help you with training materials, we are happy to help.
Mm-hmm. That's really great. Thank you so much, Ivan. So maybe you can just repeat what countries you're currently doing work in?
Now it's Thailand and Malaysia. To expand to, and also Myanmar community, exile community in Thailand. Yeah, Darika is supporting them now.
Okay, that's really perfect. Okay, thank you so much, Ivan, for sitting down and talking to us. And we hope to see you again in the next convenings, and we hope to collaborate with you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Vino. Thank you.
Thank you so much for watching another episode of Pretty Good Podcast. For more episodes, please visit engagemedia.org/podcast, or you can also head over to cinemata.org to watch previous and upcoming episodes of Pretty Good Podcast, basically. Thank you so much, and see you next time. Bye-bye.